We're starting off a brand new Masechta Rabbeisai, Masechta Shavuos. Imagine in 7 weeks from now, Hashem, we'll be able to go and learn the entire Masechta. The Masechta begins, Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba, Yediyos HaTuma Shtayim Shehein Arba, Yitzios HaShavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba, Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shehein Arba. The focus of the Masechta, of course, is the Gabe Shavuos. And there are many different types of Shavuos, as we will see when we go through our Masechta. However, because by a Shavuos Bitoy, we will see in a moment what that means. It's a Shtayim Shein Arba. So therefore the Mishnah is Kolel and brings three other examples of Shtayim Shein Arbas. Now what is this Shtayim Shein Arba all about? There's something known as a Korban Oile V'yoyret. What's a Korban Oile V'yoyret? What are you talking about? Your normal Korban Chatos is always the same. Person Chas Shalom is Oiver and Aveira, that if he did it B'mezit, he would get Kores. If he does it B'shoigeg, he brings a Korban Chatos. Now, it's true. There's a difference between a Koina Mashiach and a Nasi, but a regular commoner brings the same carbon, and that is either a kizba or a seira, a female lamb or a female goat. That's your standard normal carbon chatas. However, there's something known as a chatas oil of the yodit, which comes at the end of Parshas Vayikra, where there it depends on the person's means. If the person happens to be wealthy, Taka brings a behemah. If the person, however, is not so wealthy, he brings two oifis. And if he's really poor, he brings a carbon mincha, which is what we call a minchas choite. The reason why it's called an oile v'yoyret means because it goes up and down based on the person's means. We'll talk more about that in our Masechta. The reason why we refer to that is because there are only three Averois in the Torah that require a person to bring such a chatas oile v'yoyret. What are those three? One of them is Shavuos Eidus, which means the person says, I don't know testimony, and he really does. We don't talk about that in our Mishnah. We'll have more about that later in our Masechta. But what we do talk about in the Mishnah are the other two. One is called the Shavuos Bitoy. Shavuos Bitoy means, the reason why it's called Bitoy, because it says in the Pasuk, Levate means to go and pronounce, to express yourself, and to make a shvua. And specifically at those types of shvuas, lahara oilehetiv, that the person is going to either do something good or do something bad. And we're going to get into this in much greater detail. We're just talking about the basics to cover our Mishnah. Now, because lahara oilehetiv both refer to something which is going to happen in the future, lahara, I will do something bad, lehetiv, I will do something good. The classic example that the Gemara always gives is that a person will eat or refuse to eat. It was assumed in the times of Chazal that eating is something good, and so therefore if a person says, ochal, I will eat, that's lehetiv. If he says, lo ochal, that's lihara. Of course, today you would go and say, well, the person wants to lose weight, so maybe it's better to the hatev, he should go and make a shvua not to eat. Okay, we're just talking about the times of Chazal. Oichal is the positive shvua, and the hora is the negative shvua. But it's not only to do good and to do bad. Anything that a person is going to talk about in the future, we learn from the pasuk, L'choyla sheyivatea odem mishvua. Anything that a person makes a shvua, doesn't have to be dafka good or bad, but anything futuristic, that is included in the shtayim that we're referring to in our Mishnah. This is the Shehein Arba. So the Gemara is going to tell us, in Yetz Hashem, based on Psukim, that not only lihaba, but the same thing applies l'sheovar. What means l'sheovar? When a person makes a shvua, also again, good and bad. Ochalti, I ate. Lo yochalti, I did not eat. So that's not future, that's not labo, that's over, that already took place. That, says our Mishnah, is the Shtayim Shein Arba. The two that say expressly in the Torah are the two li'osids. The two which do not say expressly, those are the two which are li'she'ovar. Just take a quick look at the Rashi on the right-hand side. If you look at the Rashi on the third line, Shtayim, Ksivi Bikra, two say the Fetish, Lahara
oily hetiv. And then we skip to the next Rashi. Shehein Dalid, Yesh le rabbis me ribu haksuvim, kin mefarish fere gimel, mechem we'll see later on in Masechtah. Af dov v'chiluf oily she ovar. Not only lihaba, but also things that happened in the past. What are those? Ki goyna chalti, v'lo yochal, v'lo yochal, v'lo yochal. So there too you have, so that's the Shtayim Shein Arba in the Mishnah. Shavuos Bitoi, which is one of those that you're mechuyev on a chatas oyle v'yoyed if a person violated his Shavua. Shtayim, futuristic lehaba, Shein Arba, and the two, future lehaba is lehara lehetiv, a good or a bad. And then the Arba comes to add the two more, that the She'avar, also good and bad, what happened already in the past. And now we get to Yedias HaTumah, because Yedias HaTumah is similar to the Shavuos Bitoi, that is the third of the three where a person has to go and bring a carbon oil of the yard. What is it, the halach of the din of Tumah? Tumah, a person is Chas HaShalom, is Tomei, for whatever reason. Neveila, Sheretz, Tomei Meis, he's Tomei. And he goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he is Tamei. Or he eats Kachim when he's Tamei. And all of that is Vinela Mimeno, and he didn't realize that he is Tamei eating Kodesh. What's the din afterwards when he finds out about it? He says, Oy vavoy, what did I do? I ate Kodesh, or I went to the Beis HaMikdash when I was Tamei. He has to bring this carbon oil of the yoyred, again, depending on whether he's wealthy, poor, or very poor. What's the Shtayim Shein Arba over there? Because the Lashon HaPasuk is the Nelam Mimenu Vehu Tamei, meaning that he was Tamei and he forgot that he was Tamei. He touched a sheretz yesterday and a veil yesterday. He had intended going to the mikveh. He didn't get a chance. The mikveh was locked. He came too late. He didn't have an opportunity. Whatever. And then the next day he goes into the Beis HaMikdash or he eats kachim. And he forgot that he hadn't gone to the mikveh. He forgot that he was tummy sheretz, tummy nevela, etc. And only afterwards he went, oy, boy, yesterday I became tummy and I, he brings a carbon, oy, the viyadim. Now what's the reason why, again, we have Shtayim Shein Arba? Shtayim is Nela Mimeno, that he was tummy and he ate kachim. Or Nelam, that he was Tamei, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the Shtayim. The Halama, the Helam was on that he was Tamei. And that's the Lashon HaPasuk. The Ne'alam Mimenu, V'hu Tamei. Nis'alma Mimenu Tamei. He forgot that he was Tamei. What's the Shein Arba? Shein Arba means he knows that he's Tamei. I know, I touched the Shein, I know I have to go to Mikveh, I don't have that, I'm going to do it. But they served him afterwards a sudas malachim, and he assumed that it was chulin. He didn't realize that it was kachim, and or he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and he had this momentary amnesia, and he thought he's going into this beautiful palace. Or he knew it was a Beis HaMikdash, but he forgot that there's a din that a tamei is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah. I know I'm tamei, I didn't know. He's not allowed to go to the Swedish tumah. Who said? There are millions of people today, absent-mindedly, go up to the Beis HaMikdash today on the Har HaBayis b'tumah, without knowing better and without getting better advice. But the point is, therefore the Shtayim Shein Arba Yediyas HaTumah is, Shtayim, that there was a Helam. Helam means that he forgot that he was tamei and he ate kachim when he went to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Shtayim. Shein Arba, he knew that he was tamei, but he forgot that this is kachim, or he forgot that this is Beis HaMikdash. That's Shtayim Shein Arba. Now we get to Yetzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. What is Yetzias HaShabbos all about? We learn from a pasuk. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu Vitzav, Moshe Vayaviru Koy Vamachne Leimor, Isha Isha, Al Yasa Oid Malacha, L'Surma Sakoidish, V'Yikoli Ha'om Me'Havi. Moshe Rabbeinu gave an announcement, Rabbi Yisai, we have Baruch Hashem enough Nedovos for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mishkan. This is the first time in history that a person made an appeal and there was so much that they said, stop, Dayenu Shenginuk. Usually there's always a shortfall, it's not that there's excess. Anyway, so he said, everybody, stop. And the Chazal learned from this pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu's announcement, don't bring any more, that includes the issur of taking something from your home and being motzi it from the reshus hayochid, from your home. You have at home some gold, some silver, some nechoshes, some copper you want to go and donate to the Mishkan. No, leave it home. Don't take it out of your oil, leave it in. So Chazal learned from that pasuk the din of hoitzo'a on Shabbos. There's another pasuk as well, but that's the focus of this pasuk that Rashi brings. Aha. Okay, now that Isur is specifically taking from inside the house and taking outside into the Shasarab. And Rashi gives us two potential examples of something like that. Rashi is really quoting from the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. You have a person who's standing inside the house, and he takes a platter of food, or he takes keys, or he takes whatever, and he opens the door, or he opens the window, and he takes it outside, he puts it outside. He made an akira from the Shesayachit, and he took it into the Shesaram, and made anoch on the Shesaram, and therefore he's done a hoitzah. But that hoitzah could be of two eifanim. Number one, that he's standing inside, and he takes it outside. Or, theoretically, you could have a person who's standing outside, he sees that the window is open to his house or somebody else's house, and he goes and takes something from a table which is standing right next to the window. He doesn't go inside at all. He's just standing outside. He sticks his hand in. He takes it from inside, takes it outside. So therefore the two ways of taking things outside, either the person originally stood inside and took it outside, or the person originally stood outside and he took it outside. But both those are forms of hoitzah, taking from inside to outside. That's the shtayim. What's the arba? The arba is the other way around. Hachnasa, that a person is standing outside and he's bringing something inside the house. He picks something up from the Shisarabim and he delivers it into the house, puts it down, Akira Banacha. So that's Hachnasa. That's not a Hitzah. You're bringing something in, you're not taking something out. And that could be both that the person originally was standing outside and he brings it in, or it could be that the person is standing inside the house, he opens up his window and he sees there in the street and he's able to get hold of it, something that he likes, that he wants, whatever. He picks it up from the outside, takes it through the door, takes it through the window, brings it inside. Again, that's a case of bringing inside. So the first two, the shtayim, are hoitzah, that he takes something outside, and the two of the shehein arba, the extra two are the inside. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, it's 4 or 5 lines before the wide lines. So look at the first wide line where Rashi says, Zeu Shtayim. What's the Shtayim? Achas li'oimed bachut, somebody standing outside. V'hoishad yad lefnim, and he stretched his hand in inside. V'notel chayfet, and he took an object. V'hoitzia l'chut, and he took it out. That's one. V'achas li'oimed bachut, somebody standing inside. V'notel chayfet, v'hoitzia b'yad v'nicha b'chut, and he took it from inside to outside. So either the person was originally standing outside, or was originally standing inside, but bottom line is, he took something from inside, took it outside. Those are called the hoitzois. Shehein arba, the next Rashi. Yesh limon me'elu, kishem shehikpid the Torah meshus l'meshus v'hoitzoh. Just like the Torah was makbid, don't take anything outside. Kachik pida b'achnasa, the Torah says, don't take anything inside. And what's the inside? Like we explained, Marian Stein. Achas the oimi b'fnim, someone who's standing inside, voishet yodei l'chutz, and he sticks his hand out. The notal chayfetz, and he takes a chayfetz v'chnisa, and he brings it in. A person, for instance, not a person who lives in an apartment, but a person who lives in a house where the door opens up to the Rishus HaRabim, and the mailman put the mail on his mat, or the newspaper man put the newspaper on his mat. It's Shabbos. He opens up the door. Oh, he's going to bring it inside. If there's no Erev, that's highly problematic, because he's taking from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. And the same thing, that's the person who's standing inside, right? He's still in his pajamas, and he's bringing in the newspaper, and he's bringing it in. That's a Shala of Hachnosa. And the same thing, he says, Rashi is, somebody who's standing outside, he picks it up, and he put it down in the inside. So that's the Shtayim Shein Arba by Hilchos Shabbos. What's Maris Negoyim? Maris Negoyim, when we get to the Chumash in the middle of Sefer Vayikra, then we have in Parashas Tazri Metzora, all in Yonim Regabe Negatzeras. And Negatzeras specifically, by Nige Odom, the Torah says, Se'eis oi sapachas oi vaheres. And as the Gemara will explain to me, as Hashem, and as the Mishnah Masechta Negoyim explains, of those Se'es, Sapachas, Uveheres, Se'es and Beheres are the two Ovois. Those are the two real big Marois Negoim. The word Sapachas, even in Eretz Yisrael today, they use the term Nispach to mean a supplement, something that you add, an additive. And therefore, Sapachas means a tolda of either Se'es or Beheres. Mesechus the Goyim, it tells us that they're four different marois of lovon, different shades of white negoyim that a person can get on his or her skin, and therefore those four, the two biggies, are the Se'es and the Beheres, and then you have the two smaller ones, the toldois, that's the Sapachas of the Se'es and the Sapachas of the Beheres. Anyway, so therefore the two that we're talking about in our Mishnah Mishnayim are the big ones, Se'es and Beheres, and the two small ones, those are the Sapachas, the toldois of each one. With this we have concluded the first introduction of the Mishnah, of the Shtayim Shein Arba. And Mirchem, we'll see in the Amid Beis, when we start the Gemara tomorrow, the Gemara is going to say, I didn't really need to enumerate the Shtayim Shein Arba by the Yediyas HaTumah, by the Yediyas HaShabbos, by Maris Nagoyim. But because we started off Shmuel Shtayim Shein Arba, so therefore the Tana of the Mishnah wants to give a nice mnemonic, a nice way of remembering, oh, the Taka three other cases of Shtayim Shein Arba. The Shmuel Shtayim Shein Arba, the Yediyas HaTumah, Shabbos, and Maris Nagoyim. We're going to see of these four, we are not going to talk at length about Yetzias HaShabbos, because we have a whole Masechta Shabbos that's going to go and cover that. We're not going to go and deal at length by Maris Negoim. We'll have a little bit about Nega, but not too much, because there too you have a whole Masechta of Negoim, 14 Parakim in Seder Taharis. However, the Shuah Shtayim Shein Arba, the Yediyas HaTumah, that's going to be our Masechta. And curiously, as we're going to see in the Amud Beis, ironically, we're not going to talk about Shavuos at the outset. We're going to talk about Yediyas HaTumah for the first Perek or two, and after we're finished about 15 or 20 blot, then we're going to start really focusing on the Shavuos. Anyway.
Yeah, David, who decides who is region for? The person, we trust the person himself, between the person in the Eberstuk, or did the Kahan?
There was a Bezdin that was in charge of Kodshim and things of that nature.
Uh-huh.
So anybody would come.
So they would evaluate.
Presumably they would ask him, he should bring along his most recent IRS tax filing. So then they would see what the... Sorry?
It's 1040.
It's 1040, exactly. Okay. Anyway, sorry for something.
As long as he's not the president.
Okay. Oh. That sounds like a political statement. Now we're going to continue on. Good. Now we spoke about Yediyas HaTumah, about bringing the carbon olah v'yoreid. So now, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to talk at some length now about Yediyas HaTumah. The classic case is like the Mishnah explains, Es Shiyesh Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, V'Yediyah B'Soif, the Helam Bein Tayim, Harizeh Bo'ilah V'Yoreid. The person knew initially that he is Tameh. He knew, for sure. He stepped on a sheretz, he said, ah! And he knows for sure, or he touched a nevela, whatever reason he became Tameh, he knew about it. And then, for a period of an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, a day, 3 days, makes no difference, he forgot that he was Tameh, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate Kodshim. That's the case of the oil of the Yoyed of our Mishnah. Yeshua Yediyah B'Chil, he knew at the beginning. He knew at the end. He said, oi, what did I do? What a shmatikup. I ate kodshim. I went to the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah. The hell of me time, but in the middle he had forgotten. He has to bring an oil of the Yoyed. That's the first case. That's the case of the Yediyah HaTumah, Shtayim Shein Arba of our Mishnah. But now from here we're going to go all different types of situations. What happens if Yeshua Yediyah B'Chil? He knew initially that he was Tameh. And he forgot, and he ate kodshim, or went to the Beis HaMikdash, and guess what? And he never remembered subsequently that he had originally been Tameh. Eventually he's going to go to the mikvah, the Kovet Shabbos, the Kovet Yom Tov, whatever. But he doesn't remember that he was Tameh at one point, and that he ate kodshim, or that he went into the Beis HaMikdash with Tameh. So anybody did b'soif. He never reminded himself, or he never came to the acknowledgement or the recognition that he was over on eating kodshim or going to the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah. So what happens? He's never going to bring a kodshim over the yoreid because he just doesn't know. He never remembered. What's the din? Soira nasi b'fnim v'yirma kippurim toila So we have, Baruch Hashem, the Seir HaNasa Bifnim. Now we're going to talk about three Seirim that are brought on Yom Kippur. One is the Seir HaNasa Bifnim, one is the Seir HaNasa Bechutz, and the other is the Karban Seir La'azazel. Isn't Seir HaNasa Bechutz, doesn't that mean La'azazel? It means goes Bechutz. In the Torah, as we all know, you have the two Seirim, and you put on them Ashteyam Geirolois, Geir Echon Lashem, the Geir Echon Lazazel. The one that is the Geir Lashem, that Seir is called the Seir HaNasa Bifnim. The reason why it's called the Seir HaNasa Bifnim is because, unlike your regular Karbonot, where the Zrikas Hadam is on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin in the Azara, this is one of the rare Karbonots, very rare. What other Karbonots do we have like that? Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, but you can go years without a Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. Right, but those are the only. But on a regular basis, the only time you had a Zrik is inside the, and outside of the Azara, but inside the Heichal, and in fact, in this case, not only inside the Heichal, but also Lefnai V'Lefnim, inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. When was that? Only on Yom Kippur. Even by the Bahar Elam Dov Shel Tzibur, the Parakoy de Mashiach, that was only in the Heichal. There was no Zrikas inside Lefnai V'Lefnim, inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. The only one that in Kodesh Kodoshim is the Sur HaNasa Bifnim. And that's why it's called Bifnim. Instead of Bachutz, meaning in the Azara, it's in the Heichal and in the Kodesh Kodashim. And it's Nasa, meaning the Zrikas are Nasa. The Shechit is done in the Azara. But the Zrikas are done in the Heichal and in the Kodesh Kodashim. Ah, okay.
The Zrikas, they did what they did in the Kalef. That was done in the
Kematzlev.
Kematzlev. That was in the Kodesh Kodashim, or that was outside?
Both in the Kodesh Kodashim, as well as before the Paroichas. And you had both by the Par and by the Soil. The Par meaning the Par of the Koyin Gudel, which we're going to talk about in the Amud Beis. But those are the only ones inside, and then outside, and then they mix the Dam, they put on the Mizbeach. Altogether, 43 Zrikas, 43.
Machok is 44, 48.
Yeah, but Pash is 43. Was up there?
So he, when he did in Yom Kippur, he, aside from being in the Ketoris inside, he also brought the Dam from the inside.
Exactly right. He also brought the Dam inside. That's right. So he did the Dam inside both of the Sora Nasim, also of the Kohen Gadol's own Par, also went inside. And then he came outside and he did both of them again before the Paroiches. And after that, you had therefore 8 and 8, because you did it. Achas, achas, v'yachas, achas, v'shtayim. So 8 altogether, achas, v'sheva. 8 of the Par, 8 of the Soir is 16. Then outside in the Heichel in front of the Paroiches, another 16, it would be 32. Then on the Mizbeach, you had another 11 altogether.
Mizbeach,
exactly. Inside the Heichel, that you had to go and do on the four corners, and you had to do Altirosh and Mizbeach, and then you had the Shiri Adam on outside, and then the Machloikis with the, you added the Parvasor Adam in one container, you did it separately. Anyway, that's beyond the scope of a Mishnah. The point is that the Surah Nasa Bifnim means that the Zrikas Adam were done in the Heichal in the Kodesh Kadosh. And the Yom Kippurim, together with Yom Kippur. Of course, the Surah Nasa Bifnim is on Yom Kippur. But Rashi points out that the Surah Nasa Bifnim itself did not do sufficient atonement, and we'll see in a moment it wasn't even fully atoned. But we had to have the Yom Kippur as well, the Tzuma Shel Yom, added to the Surah Nasa Bifnim. What does that do? It's Tola. Tola means it suspends the onish on this individual ad shivadalai, until he remembers. Meaning, what happens if 3 weeks later, in the middle of Simchas Torah, whilst he's going and doing the hakufis, hey, wow, I remember 3 weeks ago that I ate kodshim, and I was tamei, and I never brought a carbon, and I have to... So he brings oil of yoyed at that time. So it's not mechaper, it's only tola. What does the tola help us? Explains Rashi, lehogin min hayisurim. Since this person should have brought a karm oil of yoyed, and he didn't bring a karm oil of yoyed, therefore this person has an onish hovering over his head, therefore, it's tola, it suspends the sentence, so to speak, suspends any potential onesh. It protects him from potential yisurim. When he will remember, Miyad Hashem will bring the karm oil v'yad. If he never remembers, he never remembers. It's tola, it kind of freezes it until and unless he remembers. Now, that's the case of yesh b'yidi b'tchila, v'ein b'yidi b'sayf. Now we have the reverse. Ein b'yidi b'tchila. Originally, he became tamei. and he didn't realize that he was tamei. Why didn't he realize? Because he touched a neveim and he thought that the behemoth was alive, and he thought it was just sleeping. He thought that the sheretz was sleeping. He touched a zav or a nida, or he himself was a balkeri, or he was in an oil mess, and he didn't realize that he became tamei. And he went to the kachin, or he went to the beis hamikdash, and now he comes out. And someone screamed, "Hey, Yankel, what did you do? You just ate kashim? Don't you remember that you touched the nevela this morning? What's the nevela? What are you talking about? Don't you remember that you were patting nicely the dog? I pat that dog every night nicely. Yeah, but today this was a dead dog. Till now it was always a live dog. Oh, I didn't know that. Really? Yeah, there was a fire raid took place. Oh, the other dogs were there. The big chiefs. Anyway, Islamaz, now he realizes that Nebuch, he was tummy originally, he ate kachim. Ein b'yidi b'chil, he didn't know originally. And he ate, or he went to the Beis Hamikdash. Avil yesh b'yidi b'sof, and now he knows because his best friend told him, oh, even in Veil, I didn't realize. Sor ha'nas b'chutz v'yoyim ha'kipurim b'chaper. Then the Sor ha'nas b'chutz. Now the Sor ha'nas b'chutz is referring to not the Azazel. Sor ha'nas b'chutz is referring to the Sor which is brought as a musif, as we have in Parshas Pinchas, and the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah quotes from the Pasuk, V'yeh Mekipurim Mechapesh, and it's in the Pasuk, Milvad Chatas Ekipurim. What's the whole Pasuk of it? Where's Reb Zuba Diamond, who donated these beautiful new Gemaras? Torah Ora Sholem, number one, he's in Eretz Yisrael. Sir Izim Echad Chatas, we're quoting from Parshas Pinchas, Sir Izim Echad Chatas, Milvad Chatas Ekipurim, the Oilis HaTomen Mechosin is came. This Sir Izim that was brought on Yom Kippur is in addition to the Sor HaNasad Befnim, as well as in addition to the Sor La'azazel. This is the Sor, the reason why it's called Bachutz. Chutz doesn't mean outside the Beis Hamikdash. It means the regular, normal Kabbalahs that you do in the Azara and not in the Heichel or in the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's why it's called Sor Nas Bachutz. It's really a normal Karban Chatas that is brought on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. That's the Karban Musaf. That Sor Nas Bachutz is the Karban Musaf. That together with Yom Kippurim, now this is already not toilet, this is already mechaper. The reason why this is more mechaper is because in the first case, yesh po yediyah betchila, the person knew that he was tamei. So he should have made safeguards, he should have gone to the mikveh, he should have written it down, he should have sent himself a text or an email, he should have made sure to take care of it. And unfortunately he forgot, okay. Yom Kippur is Tola with the Sor Nasav Efnim, and he remembers. Here he didn't even know. Mamish Oynis Rechmona Pacha. I didn't know that the dog was dead. I didn't know that I became Tamei. And I went to the Beis Midrash like usual. Or I ate from Kodshim like usual. I didn't know. So in such a case, when you realize later on, the Sor Nasav Echutz and Yom Kippur is Mechaper, not Tola, but it's a full-fledged Kapara, but it's a combination of the two. The Sor HaNasav Echutz, meaning the Seir Musaf of Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur itself, together are Mechaper Shenemar, and that's the possible Vadachatas Kippurim. Besides the Sor HaNasav Efnim, you have this Sor HaNasav Echutz, the Karban Musaf. And the Mishnah says, Al Mashe Zem Mechaper, Zem Mechaper. On what the Sor HaNasav Efnim is Tola, the Sor HaNasav Echutz is Mechaper. Now this is not exactly the way it sounds, because it's really not a mash zem mechaper zem mechaper. Because this one is yesh by yedir betchila, the ain by yedir besof, and the other one was ain by yedir betchila, the yesh by yedir besof. What the Mishnah means, like the Gemara continues, like the Mishnah continues, mahapnimi in a mechaper eladova she yesh by yedir. Just like by the Pnimi, when is a Mechaper, there had to be at least one Yediya. What was that one Yediya in the case of the Pnimi? The Yediya B'tchila. But he didn't have the Yediya himself. Also that there was one Yediya, and that Yediya was a Yediya B'tzof, even though there was no Yediya B'tchila. It's like the mirror image. Here you have the Yediya at the beginning, but none at the end. Here you have no Yediya in the beginning, but you have Yediya at the end. And in fact, the Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to ask, if you're telling me that the two chatois are more or less identical, amash zem mechaper, zem mechaper, so why don't you say that both of them are mechaper on yesh bo yediyah betchila, the ein bo yediyah besof? So you're going to tell me, what do you need two kaparas in Yom Kippur for the exact same chait? And the Gemara is going to ask, what happens if a person became tamei in between carbon 1 and carbon 2? From the time they brought the carbon anas and bifnim, which was earlier in the morning, and the Kar Musaf, which was later in the day. In between, people might have become Tomei. They're not going to eat Kachim, it's Yom Kippur, but they might have gone into the Beis Hamikdash in the meantime. And therefore, in between... Anyway, that's for the Gemara later on. I just pointed out because Rashi points it out here as well. Anyway, so in both of those cases that we spoke about, there was at least one Yediyah. In the case of the Surah Nasi B'Fnim, Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Soif. In the case of the Surah Nasi B'Chutz, you had Yediyah B'Soif, but you didn't have Yediyah B'Tchila. When happens about She'ein Bo Yediyah, Loi B'Tchila, V'Loi B'Soif. A person became Tomei, he didn't realize he became Tomei. He went to the Beis Hamikdash, he ate Kachim, and he comes out, and nobody told him. I didn't know. He never knew. Nobody ever told him during his entire lifetime. So he'll never know. What do you do then? In such a case, Siri Harid Golden, Usiri Rosh Chadosh, and Mechaprin. The Soir, Sir Chatos, that you bring every single regel, whenever you lay on in Parshas Bamidbar, or the Musafim, you have Sir Chatos Echor, or Sir Izim Echor Chatos. What is that Chatos for? That Chatos is Mechaper on people that did not have Yediyah B'Tchila, and not Besoif. They went into the Beis Hamikdash or ate Kachim. And the same thing applies to Seir Rosh Chodeshim. Every Rosh Chodesh, you also have a Seir Rosh Chodesh. That too, Mechapin, for that purpose, Dibrei Reb Yehuda. Ein ba Yedir, loy betchila, the loy besay. Reb Shimon Oymer, Reb Shimon says, I agree with you, Seiri Harigolim, Mechaprim, on Ein ba Yedir, betchila, ve Ein ba Yedir, besay. Avaloy Seiri Rosh Chodeshim. That I disagree. What does the Seir Rosh Chodesh come to do? Al mas iri Rosh Chodesh mechaprim al onto the Yomid days hator sheochal esat tomei. This is the reverse of what we've been talking about until now. We always talk about a person who became tomei and ate kachim, which were tahor. Here we're talking about a person who was tahor sheochal esat tomei. Now this is very exceptional in the sense, because there is no din of kares on a person who's tohar she'achal esa tomei. The only time there's a din of a nichrasa, if a person who's tomei she'achal esa tohar, he ate the kachim. And as you know, typically a karmachatis is only brought where if you did a b'meizid, there would be kares. Here, the Torah she'achal esa tomei b'meizid, there would not be Karis. If he knew that he was Tar and that he's eating Tomei, and we give him a Hasra, then he would get Malkus. But nevertheless, that was sufficient, according to Reb Shimon, to Mechayib the Karban Soir Rosh Chodesh. Remember, we're not talking about a private Chatas that a person is bringing on his own. A private Chatas is always for Dovish's Doini Karis. We're talking about over here a soer which is brought by the tzibur, by Klal Yisrael, and that is mechaper on all of those individuals, according to Reb Shimon, that were tahoyrim and ate kachim, which were tameh. If you look at the top, Rashi, al tohar she'ochel esa tameh, odem tohar she'ochel esa kodesh tameh, he ate kachim that became tameh. Where do you take this from? The avo pisha ein bachiyav kares, even though Rashi acknowledges this is exceptional, because there's no chiyuv kares if a person is tor and eats kachim which are tameim, but nevertheless, the Torah says you need a kapara for doing it, and therefore, that's the kapara you bring the Seir Rosh Chodesh. You still have a question, Barry? Everything is
addressed.
So that's Reb Shimon. We're going to come back to Reb Shimon in another two lines. Reb Meir Oimer, Kol ha-se'irin kaparosin shove al-tumas mikdash v'kodoshim. Reb Meir puts them all together in one basket. Which, in all in one basket? We've had so far now four separate karbonos that we've discussed in our Mishnah. We've had the Sor Anasa b'fnim, the Sor Anasa b'chutz, the Se'irei Harigolim, the Yontif, and the Se'irei Rosh Chodeshim, those that you bring on Rosh Chodesh. We're going to skip the first one. That's the Sor Anasa b'fnim. That's what they call in Latin sui generis. That's out of the equation. We're not going to talk about the Sor Anasa b'fnim. We're only going to talk about the other three, the Sor Anasa b'chutz, and the Se'irei Harigolim, and the Se'irei Rosh Chodeshim. Says Reb Meir, all of them are mechaper on all three. What are all three? they are mechaper on those people. Ein bo yediyah betchila, v'yesh bo yediyah besoif. Those people, ein bo yediyah betchila, v'ein bo yediyah besoif. And the tohar she'ochal es ha'tameh. So Meir takes all of those three together. According to the Tanakhama, which we said, the Sor Hanase Bachut is only mechaper on Ein Bo Yediyah Betchila, the Yesh Bo Yediyah Besof. The Seira Regolim said the Tanakhama, that's mechaper on Ein Bo Yediyah Betchila, the Ein Bo Yediyah Besof. The Sor Rish Chodesh, according to the Meir, is Tohar She'och, according to the Bshimen, is Tohar She'och El Satomi. The Meir says, all three, accomplish all three. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi, third line from the top. In the top, Kol Seirim Kaparos and Shav is a Rashi. Kol Seirei Musafim. All the Musafs go together. Bein Tzor Hanas B'chut, the Yom Kippurim. That's the Tzor Hanas B'chut that we spoke about. Bein Shor Golan from Yom Tov. Bein Shor Shachroshim from Yerush Chodesh. All of them Kaparos and Shav. They're Kulam Mechaprim Al Kol. They're Mechaprim on everything. Bein Ashein Bo Yediyah B'tchila. That's what the Tanakhama said is the Surah Nasa B'chut. That's number one. That's what the Tanakhama says is the Siri Harigolim. And that's the Roshi Chadoshim. He says all three are mechaper for all three. So what do I need three things in mechaper for all three? If between the one that you brought on Yom Kippur and the one that you bring on Rosh Chodesh, in other words, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, or the other way around, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah, you bring not only the special kabbonis for Rosh Hashanah, but you bring also the kabbonis for Rosh Chodesh. So the seer Rosh Chodesh that's brought on Rosh Hashanah, that's mechaper. But from that time until Yom Kippur, many things could have happened, and therefore you need another carbon at that time. And then from Yom Kippur until Sukkot, again things could have transpired. It's Tumash here, Bein Zeh Lezeh. All three are mechaper for all three. Avasor Nasev Efnim, Rashi points out, Loi Nech Lekolav. That doesn't go into the equation. She'ein mechaper me'elu, v'loi le'elu toilen es t'liyosai. It's not mechaper for the others. They are not tole es t'liyosai, k'shiyesh bo yediyah b'tchila, v'ein yediyah b'sof, k'demam me'gemara. That's off on the side. We don't mix that with the others. It's easy to remember because Rashi gave us the clue at the beginning. All the Siri Musafim are together. The Sar Nasev Echutz and Yom Kippur is a Musaf. The Siri Golem and Siri Shechadoshim are all Musaf. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, that's the Meir Oimik called Sinim Kapros and Shava, Al Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav. The bottom line common denominator is that all three are Fatuma of Beis Mikdash or Kachim. Now here, Reb Shimon Oimik. Now we had Reb Shimon already on the Omid Aleph, and Reb Shimon is basically going to repeat what he said already before. And the reason why we're repeating it is because the Chacham, I'm going to ask a question. So first, we want to know the background, the premise. Like we just had, person who's not Tomei, he's Tohar, and he eats Kodshim, which are Tomeim, that's the Sordash Chayish. Misho Regal Mechapram al She'ein Bo Yediyah Loi B'tchila V'loi B'Soif. Zero. He didn't know before. He didn't know afterwards. This is again the Sor Hanasa B'chut, the Musaf of Yom Kippur. Al she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila, al v'yesh v'yediyah b'soif. Mamish repeating what we had on the Amud Aleph. That's Reb Shimon. Just we're quoting it again. Omer Leit, the Chacham asked Reb Shimon, Ma'u she'yikavu zeh b'zeh. What happens if you brought the Yom Kippur dikka on Rish Chodesh? Or the Rish Chodesh on Yom Kippur, or on regular. Well, wait, what do you mean, huh? How could you bring the Yom Kippur on Rish Chodesh? Yom Kippur. It's like asking somebody, what happens if Hanukkah falls out in the middle of Sukkot? Do you say Al Nisan? Do you say Yalav Yove? What do you do? Hanukkah can't fall out in Sukkot. So what's the Gemara asking? Explains Rashi. It's talking about that what happened if you had a Sawyer that had been exclusively set aside the Marshal for Yom Kippur, and the Sawyer on Yom Kippur said, I am not happy. I saw what happened to the Sawyer Lazazel. I saw the Hasari Anasu Bifnim. And that Sawyer runs away. And in the meantime, of course, they brought a brand new one. Now, although, of course, we have the Vesimna that tells you Chomesh Chatois Meisois, which includes any Chatosh Niskapro Baler Biacher, but that's all by Yechidim. Here we're talking about the Tzibur. If the Tzibur lost that Sawyer that had been set aside for Yom Kippur, and then afterwards they found it, Mazel Tov, we found that Sawyer. And when did we find it? We found it now on Sukkis, or we found it on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, and now what are we going to do with it? We want to bring it now. Can you bring it now? Can you? Amr said, yes, Yikrivu, yes, you can bring it. Amr Loi, how? After all, if it was the Yom Kippur Dikka that was lost, since Reb Shimon holds that the Yom Kippur is only mechaper al she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila aval yesh bo yediyah b'soif, and we're only talking about Musaf. Remember, forget about Sir Nassim Efnem. Put that in the back of your head. Only talking about the Musaf. What does the Musaf on Yom Kippur do? On she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila aval yesh bo yediyah b'soif, that behemoth was lost. They brought a different Sir instead, and then now we found it by the time Sukkot came along. They just said now, can you bring it? Says Reb Shimon, yes you can. How can you bring it? After all, the Sawyer that you're going to bring on Regel has a different purpose. What is its purpose? Not on those that ain bo yediyah b'tchila aval yesh bo yediyah b'soif, but rather she'ain bo yediyah loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif. Or for that matter, if you found that Yom Kippur Dikka Musaf on Rish Chodesh and you want to bring it on Rish Chodesh has nothing to do with Yediyah Betchila Basayif, it has to do with the Tohar She'ochal Esa Tomei. So Omer Lo Yehoyu Ve'en Kaparos and Shava, since the atonement that is given by each one of these Kabbalahs is different, Hey Kraven Zebazah, how can you go and interchange and use them one for the other? Amalem said, Reb Shimon, Kulim Boin Lechap of Tumas Mikshu Kudasha. Even though in the details, Avada, there are differences. Yidim B'tchela, Yidim B'tzav, Eim Yidim B'tchela, Loi B'tzim, Loi B'tzav, Torah Shachas, you're right. But all of them come for the bottom line, same common denominator, Tumas Mikshu Kudasha, and therefore if it gets lost, you can bring it. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi, Reb Shimon Oimer. It's parallel to our Gemara, Reb Shimon Oimer. Hi, Nokala, why are we repeating Reb Shimon again? Bishim deboi lemeimer omrulai. They asked him, Maushi yikvu zebezeh. What does that mean? Em'ovad so'ir she'hofresh li'yom kippurim. The so'ir that was set aside for Yom Kippur. V'niskapu bi'acher, and now they use a different one because the first one, ovad, it got lost. Now we found it. Sukkot time. Or Rish Chodesh, or Rish Chodesh Chevron, or Rish Chodesh Kislev, whatever. Maushi Yakov L'Shem Zira Shoyam. Can we bring it now? And he said, yeah. And they said, Hech Yakrivu. V'aloi kishehofrash. Loy lechaper al kaporezu ofrash. After all, it was meant solely for Ein bo yediyah b'tchila. The yesh bo yediyah b'soif. And now you want to use it for either on regel, sheloi ein bo yediya loy betchila, veloy besayf, or for Rish Chodesh, where it has nothing to do with yediyas, it has to do with Torah she'ochas atame. How can you do it? He says, all of them come for the same purpose of tumas mikshish v'kadoshim. Getting back to our Gemara, now that was the original Reb Shimon. Now we have another version of what Reb Shimon said. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer Mishmoy. Reb Shimon Yehuda is saying the name of Reb Shimon. Didn't we just say Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. But Stam Reb Shimon throughout Chas is. How do you know? Look at the Rashi. Mishmoy, skip down a little bit in the Rashi. Mishmoy is Reb Shimon. Stam Reb Shimon who? Reb Shimon ben Yehoy. Anytime you see Reb Shimon throughout Chas, is Reb Shimon ben Yehoy. Reb Shimon ben Yehoy. That's the famous Bar Yehoy that people go to Meron, hundreds of thousands of people, Kanai Nahara, on Lag BaOmer, Reb Shimon Bar Yehoy. I've told this story, I'm sure, in the past, but I'll repeat it again. And that is, I remember I was at an Aguda convention about 25 or 30 years ago, and the theme of the convention was, what did we lose in the Holocaust? And they brought in some very, very choshuva guest speakers that normally were not regular Aguda conventioners, conventioneers, whatever the term is. And among them was Reb Pinchas Hirschsprung Zatzal, tremendous guy and a tremendous Ili. Anyway, so he told the story. I'll tell you what we were missing from pre-war Europe to today. He said about himself, I learned in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Now, of course, that was the famous yeshiva that was established by the Lublin Arav, Meir Shapiro. We learned his Daf Yomi. And he says, by ins in the yeshiva, they had one of the mashpiyim, one of the Magid Shir, the Mashkiach, was Reb Shimla Zelichover. In other words, the name was Reb Shimon, but since he came from the town of Zelichov, they called him Shimon Zelichover. He said, before, I'm sorry? He also came from Zelichov? Sure, maybe he knew Reb Shimon Zelichov. Anyway, he said, just to give you an idea what the Shimon Zelichover looked like, he said, throughout the whole year, even in days when it was 95 degree weather, he would be walking outside with an overcoat and with two large shopping bags. You know, almost like Chas V'Shalom, like you see some of the homeless that they go with. And so people would ask him, Reb Shimla, it's 95 degrees, what are you wearing this overcoat and we're in the schlepping these bags, what's going on? He says he has nowhere to go and put any of his possessions. Wherever he goes, his Gans Olam Hazeh, his whole Famegan, wherever he goes, he has with him. He has nothing more, nothing less. Whatever he owns, that's on him. He's wearing it, he's carrying it. That's his Gans Olam Hazeh. Okay. Now, to give you a sense of his Torah greatness, he said it came on Lag BaOmer night, and he said, Pinyala, Pinchas Hirschsprung, Kimt, let's go, as you know, on the day of the Yahrzeit, specifically, especially, is an Inyan to go and remember the memories of that person who passed away that day. Let's go, since it's the Yahrzeit of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, let's go and go through Reb Shimon's that we have in Shas. And he says, here, you, Reb Pinchas, here, you take a Mishnayis in hand, and he, Reb Shimon Lezelechover, is going to go and go through Reb Shimon's, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Sifsois of Doivois Bekever. So he started off with Mesechtes Brachos. And he went through Brachos, and Peyer, and Demai, and Kilayim, and Trumas, and Maises. Went through all the Mishnayis. And then through Shas. Said Reb Pinchas Hirschsprung, he said, after 4 hours, he said, Reb Shimla hadrachmunis, achkenshenisht. I cannot continue to stand here and listen to every single Reb Shimon. He was rattling off Balpeh, every single Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, from Gan Shas, from Brochus, through Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Midrashim. He could have gone on for the next 24 hours. But Reb Pinchas said, 34 hours, achkenshenisht, I can't take it any longer. He's keeping going one after the other, after the other. He says, that's the type of person that we had before the war, Sinishdu as Ayid, that knows Kolatari Kula like this, and who's, you know, he sat in the back of the bus, and sat in the back of the room. He made himself like nothing, schlepping around these two bags. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah. So Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Oim Mishmoy, he says in the name of Reb Shimon, not Reb Shimon Zelichov, but Reb Shimon Bar Yechoy, Seiri Rosh HaKadoshim, Mechaprim Alator She'ochas Atame. That's like we had until now. Everybody agrees, not everybody, but Reb Shimon holds that Seir Rosh HaKadoshim and Mechap and Tosh Ochas HaTomei. Moisiv Aleim Shel Regolim, those that you bring on Yontiv, and Mechap and Al Tosh Ochas HaTomei, same thing, and the Al Shein Bo Yediya Loi Betchila, the Loi Besoif. Moisiv Aleim Shel Yom Kippurim, that's the Musaf Yom Kippur, Shein Mechap and Al Tosh Ochas HaTomei, Vashem by Yedia Bechila Vloy Besoif. Vashem by Yedia Bechila Vyesh by Yedia Besoif. Ha ha. So therefore, this Reb Shimon is different than the prior Reb Shimon. The previous Reb Shimon on his own said that each one is different. The one for Yom Kippur is Ein by Yedia Bechila Vyesh by Yedia Besoif. The one for Regel is Ein by Yedia Loy Bechila Vloy Besoif. Rosh Chodesh is Torsh Achas Atomic. This Reb Shimon Yehuda says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had a slightly different version. The Rosh Chodesh Tikkun was, you're right, only Torah Ochas Atamei. But the Regel was both Torah Ochas Atamei and Ein Bo Yediyah Betchila and the Ein Bo Yediyah Besoif. And the one for Yom Kippur did all three. The Torah Ochas Atamei, Ein Bo Yediyah Betchila Besoif, and Ein Bo Yediyah Betchila, Aviyesh Bo Yediyah Besoif. All three. And now, the Chacham asked again, what happens again if the Yom Kippur gets lost? Can you bring it now Beregel on or Beresh Chodesh? He said, yeah, no problem, like he said before. So they said now, Im Kain, you shall Yom Kippurim Kreim Beresh Chodesh. That I can appreciate. Since the Yom Kippur covers all three bases, including the Rosh Chodesh of the Torah She'achas HaTamei. Remember, according to this new version, Yom Kippur is all-inclusive, all three. So I can understand if you lose that one, and you find it not on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, fine, bring in Rosh Chodesh. Because after all, it has the strength to certainly be Mechaper in the Torah She'achas HaTamei, since it's much, much more than that, so certainly it can do the limited function of Torah She'achas HaTamei. What happens if the Rosh Chodesh, let's say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or Rosh Chodesh Elul Karbin got lost, and now I found it in Yom Kippur? How can you bring that to Yom Kippurim? Because after all, the initial Kedusha that it got was only for Rosh Chodesh, was the Torah She'achal Satameh, and I want to bring him in Yom Kippur, and I want to accomplish so much more. Not only Tosh Ochas Atame, but also Ein B'Yedid B'Tchil V'Leiv Ein B'Yedid B'Soif, as well as Ein B'Yedid B'Tchila Al Diyesh B'Yedid B'Soif. And again, according to this version, says Reb Shimon Amalehen, Kulin Boilechaper Al Tumas Mikishud Hashem, they are interchangeable B'Diyevet, because Lagabe, the bottom line, why do you bring these Kabbanis? Because the Tumas Mikishud Hashem, and therefore, the Chachilah about it, there are differences. But B'Diyevet, they all work in tandem, it all works out. But that's again only the Musafim, that does not apply to the case of the Sur HaNasa Bifnim, which we are not even discussing until this point, which is Miyuchad for Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Ein Ba Yediyah B'Soif, and it's not even Mechaper, it's only Tola. Okay, so now we finished that discussion with Reb Shimon, and now the Mishnah introduces something brand new. And the Mishnah says, "V'al zodoy tumas mikdash v'kadoshiv, soir hanas b'fnim v'yemei kibur mechaper." Meaning that in addition to the case of the shogeg that we had in the ratio of the yesh bo yediyah b'tchila, and then there was a helem, and ein bo yediyah b'soif, that the soir hanas b'fnim and yemei kipurim is tola. In addition to that, what happens if a person b'meis it? What a bad guy. He knew he was Tamei. And he says, Tamei, Shmamei, I don't care. And he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, or he eats Kachim. He does it, b'mezid. Then, the Surah Nasr with Nimi Kippurim is Mechaper. So you're going to say, how's Mechaper? This guy is Chayiv Kores. If he got Hasra with Edom, he'd be Chayiv Malkis, like we had back in Masechtas Malkis. So, Miyat Hashem, I'm sorry.
It's Nebuch.
So, in fact, we're going to see much more about this later on, Dafyud, Yeralef, Yudbeis, later on in the Perek as we get to it, when it's going to be Mefarish, the end of this Mishnah. In the case of someone who already had a specific onesh that was sentenced by Besen, in other words, person did, he was about to go and eat Kachim or go into the Beis HaMikdash, and two Edom came and said, Yanko, if you do that, you're going to go and get Malkis, and we're going according to Hanani ben Gamliel or the other Chacham, not like Rabbi Yitzchak, like we just had now in the Sechus Malkis, where if the person gets Hasra or the Malkis on a Chi of Kares, then you give him the Malkis, and according to Hanani ben Gamliel, he's now absolved, he doesn't get Kares any longer. So the point is, there's no question that if you had a Bezen decide that this guy is Chayim Malkis, he can't say, let me delay and delay, it'll get Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur will wash it all away. No such thing. Like we're going to have in the moment, another moment in the Mishnah, what happens if a person is Chayim Mises Bezen. The person says he gets Skilas Rei V'Herig V'Chanik, and then it's Yom Kippur, the Bezen still gives him the Skilas Rei V'Herig V'Chanik. Normally you wouldn't have that case because of Imi Hadin, you'd go and give him the same day that you pronounce it. But of course, the person could have made a plata, and he only is caught later on. Yom Kippur is not Mechaper if the person has a pronounced sentence from Beth. What we're talking about is a case of a Mezid, but there were no Edom with Hasra. The person acknowledges, or there were Edom, but there were no Hasra. And it wasn't the Chover, so you don't have that case either. So what happens with this person? So he did have a Mezid. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. When is Yom Kippur Mechaper? We'll see later on the Gemara, there'll be a Machloikis, whether it's enough Yom Kippur, or there also has to be Tshuva. There'll be a Halach of Rebbe, whether Tshuva is Ma'akiv or not for these Kapars. But for our purposes, all we need to know at this point is that just like the Soir HaNasa B'Fnim is Tola, Kishe person had a Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, a helam the ain vayidim b'sof. It's all to mechaper on a person who b'meizid went to the Beis Hamikdash b'tumah or a kodshim b'meizid b'tumah.
That doesn't seem to work, because if someone the shogeg is only tola, how can he mechaper?
She's saying it doesn't seem to be logical.
Well, right. Shogeg is certainly it does tshuva, as regrets. Mm-hmm. The shogeg,
right.
Regrets it. Mm-hmm. No one would have done it.
Exactly.
So that's what he told that, but here it's mechaper. It seems like it's more effective for a criminal than it is for
for the guy that. Yeah. Okay. We'll have to see him later in the Mesechta and later in the Gemara or in the Mefarshim how they address that. But bottom line is that's what the Sura Nasr with Nimayim Kippurim, they do that atonement. And let's continue on. What about Al Shar Avedus Shebetoyra? What about a person that did other types of Avedus? Not the whole focus till now, the whole mission of Mikdash Kedoshim, Mikdash Kedoshim. After all, there are many, many other Avedus. Unfortunately, today we don't have the whole Inyan of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, because we're all Tameim, and we don't have the base of Mikdash, and we don't have Kachim. So all of that is not Negia. Bizman Azeh means until now. In a few minutes, they might come in and tell us Mashiach is here, and it'll be Negia again, Aloch and Amaisim. But so far, unfortunately not. All the other Avedus Shebetoyra, Hakalas Vachaburis, whether they're small ones or big ones, that on itself is hard to understand. What's a small Avedus, what's a big Avedus? Mirchem, we'll see Vaitanig Mora Dafyud Beis, we'll talk about it more. Hazdoidus Vashkogas, those things he did amazing, those things he did Beshoigi. Hoida Veloy Hoida, again the Gemara will address what means Hoida Veloy Hoida. Esser Veloy says, Krisis of Mises Bezdin, but not those where the Bezdin has pronounced that the person is chayiv skilas reifa, in the case where he got off on a legal technicality of some sort, and Bezdin is not going to give it to him, then what happens? Soir hamishtaleach mechaper. Oh, that's the third soir that we haven't even spoken about until now. That soir that goes lazozel, that's mechaper on all of the foregoing things. Again, we'll see mitshuva, unshuva. Mitshim will get to it later on in the Masechta. Echad Yisraelim, v'yechad Kehanim, v'yechad Kohen Meshuach, and this applies across the board, even for Yisraelim, and even for Kehanim.
There's one little Seir that carries a lot.
Everything.
Boy.
One mighty Seir.
Yeah.
V'nose ha-Seir olav es avariseyem el eretz gezeirim. So it says the Pharisee in the Pasuk that that's his job to go and carry on him this burden. Hopefully, Klal Yisrael didn't have so many Avedus, but if they did, it's going to go and take it to the cliff and then over the brink. Anyway, so it's Mechapar Yisraelim, Kehanim, and the Kohen Meshuach. Kohen Meshuach, we know what that is. Or it could be Kohen Meshuach, could be referring to the Kohen Gadol. And it continues on the Mishnah. El of one difference there is. Japan Mechapar al Kehanim al Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. The par of the Kohen Gadol himself. The Kohen Gadol himself, as you know, in the beginning of Parshas Achri Mois, he himself had to go and bring his own par, and he had to do vidui on that par. He did vidui for himself, and then al-Beisoy, the al-Kol, and then to all the brothers of the Kohanim. Okay, anyway, Masechtas Yuma talks about that in much greater detail. But the par mechaper al-Kohanim, al-Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. In other words, this man, the Omar, the Tanakhama that we've had until now, holds that the Soir HaMishtalech, that the Soir La'azazel, takes care of all the Avedus of all of Klal Yisrael, Yisraelim, Kohanim, Kohen Mashiach. What did the Kohen Gadol need to bring his par for? The par was Mechapel Kehanim Otumim Mikdash Kedoshav. But that's the only thing we needed that par to take care of the Mikdash Kedoshav problems. But anything else, Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Chazir and Esses and Loiseses and all those other wonderful things, what was Mechapel for everybody? That was a Soir Hanase Bachutz Lazos, not Hanase Bachutz, the Soir that went Lazos. Aha. Reb Shimon Omer, no. Kishem shedam hasoir hanase b'fnim machaper al Yisrael, kachdam hapar machaper al kehan. What does Reb Shimon mean to say? Reb Shimon means to say is, let's now subdivide the two karbonis and give them two dinim. What are the two dinim? Each one of them, or certainly the soir hamishtaleach, the soir la'azazel, has two forms of kapar. Every karbon is machaper through the zrika. And the Sora Mishtalech also had a vidui, where the Kohen would be misfad olav on himself and all the Kahanim on the Sora HaMishtalech. Ah, the Sora Nasa B'fnim, there is no vidui. There's just the sprinkling of the blood of course, a lot of sprinkling of blood, 43, 44, 48, inside, outside. Yeah, all of these are good. So, Pshimon Oymer, Kishim, Shedam, Hasur, Hanas, Bethnim, Machaper, Al Yisrael. To the same extent that the Dam, Hasur, Hanas, Bethnim is Machaper, Al Yisrael, what is that Machaper on? The Mikrish Vikodoshov. So the dam of the par that's brought by the Kohen Gadol lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippur has the same din that it's mechaper l'kahanim for tumas mikdash v'kadoshim. Kishem shviduyo shel sora mishtaleh mechaper al Yisrael, kach viduyo shel par mechaper al kahanim. Just like the video of the sora mishtaleh. That's Mechapa and Klal Yisrael on all the other things. The Kalas, the Chamuris, the Doinis, Shkogois, Esel, Loises, Akris, Mises, Bezen, etc. So too, the Vidi of the Par is Mechapa al Hakrihan. Therefore, the Ikur of Shimon is trying to go and tell us is, don't tell me that the Sor HaMishtalech is Mechaper on Gans Klal Yisrael, including the Kehanim, for purposes of all mitzvahs and all Averois. No, that's not the case. The rank and file of Klal Yisrael, meaning the non-Kehanim, they have the Sor HaMishtaleach. The Kehanim, they have the benefit of the special carbon of the par of the Kohen Gadol. That par of the Kohen Gadol, the vidui that he does on that, that takes care of the esses and loisesses, kalis, chamuris, all the other things that gabi the Kehanim.
Is the Nusach of his vidui, does it include,
does he say it expressly? You'd have to look up in the Machzor. Reb Simcha, I'm sure, remembers it by heart, the exact lashon of the vidui the Kohen Gadol said when he said that vidui. The bottom line is, I'm sorry? Keep it going.
First of all, by himself,
that we all agree to. But if Barry's asking is, what's the nusach of the vidui? Is the vidui's nusach sufficiently explicit that it includes all of the averos enumerated in our Mishnah,
or just in general
avoinos, without going into the detail?
But it's not enumerated, but it's only the top of the Mishnah.
Okay. Anyway, so we have a machlokes.
He was sprinkling the dam of the par.
Inside the Kodesh Kedoshim and inside the Heichal. By par, there's only Nasir B'Nim. By Sar, you can distinguish. Right.
So if you're making video on the last one, provided on Kol V'Nos Shel on Israel, remind me which dam is he doing that with?
Fine. Again, we have the Sor HaNasa B'Fnim. That Sor HaNasa B'Fnim, that's the Sor LaShem.
Right.
There was no vidui over there at all.
Okay.
That Sor accomplished, at the beginning of our Mishnah, it was told by those people that Yesh B'Yedir B'Chila V'Ein B'Yedir B'Soif. And then we said over here, it's also on the Zdoilis Ushgogois of Klal Yisrael B'Mikdash V'Kadoshim. Sor HaNasa B'Fnim. Closed case. Now, what happens to Gabi the Kehanim? Do they also get the benefit of that Sor HaNasa B'Fnim for purposes of Mikdash Kedoshav? So the Mishnah said that, I'm sorry?
They have the par.
They have the par. Exactly right. Shapar Mechapel Kahanam to the Mikdash Kedoshav. That's their par of the Kohen Gadol. That takes care of their Mikdash Kedoshav problems. Good. That everybody agrees to. Now we're talking about all the other generic, the other 610 halachas, besides, or the 611, besides some mikdash, the kedoshim. What about everything else? What is that machaper? So the Mishnah said, until now, the Tana Kama said that the Sor La'azazel takes care of everything else. Says now the Mishnah here at the end, Reb Shimon says, no. That takes care of everything else for only the non-Kehanim. We Yisraelim. However, the Kahanim, they had the benefit of the par of the Kohen Gadol. But didn't you say the par of the Kohen Gadol took care of the Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim? Says Reb Shimon, the sprinkling of the blood took care of the Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. Just like the sprinkling of the blood in Sor HaNas B'Fnim, that sprinkling of the blood took care of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. Here, the sprinkling of the blood by the par of the Kohen Gadol took care of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. What about all the Shar Mitzvahs and Averois? The Klal Yisrael had the benefit of the Sor HaMishtaleach, and the Kehanim had the benefit of the Vidui on the path of the Kohen Gadol. And says Reb Shimon, the parallel is perfect.
This
Rikas Adam of Bifnim, works for Klal Yisrael. The Zrikas Hapar Bifnim works for the Kehanim. Tumas Mikshkevashav. However, the Sora Nas Bifnim didn't have a Vidui. You only did Zrikas stuff. But where did you have the Vidui? On the Sora Lazoza. Ah. Just like the Sor Lazozel, the Vidui is Mechaper on everything else. By the Kahanim, the Vidui on the power of the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper on everything else.
And furthermore, there's no sprinkling, there's no Zrika, the Sor HaMishtalei
Achlav. Sure not. Exactly right.
So it's similar. There's a Kahara.
This only has Zrika without Vidui, and this only has Vidui without Zrika.
So the Nusach on Yom Kippur, the last one, where we say, Alos Am Yisrael. How is that covered? I was noticed Israel, you mean you interpret only in Tumas Midrash Bukadosha? On that last video,
we have to look it up in the Machzor exactly what it says. And you also have to depend on which one you are. It may have been Nusach Reb Shimon, Nusach Remeir, and Nusach somebody else. Yeah. Have a wonderful day, everybody. You can continue.